The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Joan Carthy of the Irish Wheelchair Association, she is their advocacy leader, is joining me now to talk about, because we spoke about the 4th of July tomorrow being Independence Day. But in Ireland, it's hashtag not my Independence Day because of a new campaign by the Irish Wheelchair Association. Joan, welcome to the programme. What's this campaign all about?
Hi, Ivan. Thanks for taking the time for letting me on the show. Our campaign, I suppose, really is to raise awareness in relation to people with disabilities and I suppose COVID-19, coming out of COVID and people always looking forward to what's going to getting back to what they call their normal life. And I suppose for people with disabilities, it's very different. COVID, I suppose, has given people a flavour of what it's like for people with disabilities in relation to restrictions and how it is for them not being able to get transport or in and out of their local pub or going for to the hairdressers and other issues like that. So I suppose it's really about raising awareness. But a big part of it is to look to Minister Gorman and I suppose for him to ensure the policy decisions in housing, health, social welfare and right across the board will take disability into account in a meaningful way.
And tell me, if the public want to support your campaign, how can they do so?
We have a petition on our website, so it's iwa.ie, and the petition will be there. And it would be great if people could sign this petition and then share it on their social media channels.
Okay, a couple of aspects post-COVID. Were your fundraising, you know, a lot of fundraising activities had to be abandoned. Were you impacted in the Irish Wheelchair Association?
We were very much so, and I suppose I'd like to take the opportunity for those people who have donated online or who run their own charitable events in aid of our organisations and other organisations. But yes, all our charity shops had to be closed down for that period of time and are only starting to open now. Our organisation would rely very heavily on donations to provide those vital services on behalf of the government. So yes, we were hit very badly and really trying to kind of start that up again.
Do you know anything about Roderick O'Gorman, the Green Minister for Disability? Has he a track record in this area? Are you looking forward to meeting him?
We're definitely looking forward to meeting him, and I've sent a letter in to request that meeting on behalf of our organisation. I suppose it's really just to figure out what the landscape is going to be like for the disability sector coming out of health, which is what we looked for. And to see what way this new department is actually going to interact with organisations like ourselves. And really, again, it's about pushing for the adequate funding for the disability sector as a whole.
Is the most important issue public transport and access?
It's one of many very important issues, I suppose. Transport, I suppose, for everybody gives you a level of independence, so it is huge. But there's so many other aspects to how anybody lives their lives. Personal assistance services would be a huge thing for people with disabilities to enable them to be able to go out and about, to take up employment, to socialise. And there's a huge lack of investment in this area.
All right. Just a reminder again, then, it's hashtag not my Independence Day. And the website is
iwa.ie.
All right. Well, we wish you well in the campaign.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.